So here's a guy who's clever, and he figures out a way to store this oil. He actually develops the 42-gallon barrel that they still use today. And also, he's becoming an inventor. He's also figured out a way to refine the oil and make it into something that we can use. So he is right there with Rockefeller, hand over fist, making money in many different ways. He's just a clever guy. And there's no income tax. So he's just making money like crazy at this time. City of Cleveland's booming, right? And there's dirt everywhere, and you can't breathe the air. And so anybody who's anybody gets out of Cleveland, at least in the summers and certainly on the weekends. And so Huntington goes to what is now Bay Village, but at that time was called North Dover. He comes out here, buys 100 acres in 1880, and there are established orchards and vineyards at that time, but more money than you can handle. So he gets people to plant amazing trees. In fact, there's still a tree left on the top of the bluff. There's a big beech tree that's called a copper beech. It's a European beech. You can go to Rockefeller's property in East Cleveland and find a twin. I mean, it was the thing to do, is to have these types of plantings. And today you might call it a hobby farmer.